This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the New Year's Eve edition of the show. Phones are open if you want to join us. Here's the number 603-283-6160. If you're in Europe or East, Happy New Year, because it's already tomorrow.
Actually, in the United States, we will probably be celebrating first, being on Eastern Standard Time, right?
No, sir. No, it is already tomorrow in everywhere from the Asian Pacific all the way through the United Kingdom.
But in the United States, we will be the first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is there anywhere east of here?
Marianas Islands?
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Marianas are already, they've rung in the New Year many
hours.
Okay,
but Mark talks about them, so they don't count.
So, Happy New Year, Cyprian.
I think there might be some Key West islands that might be in the Atlantic time zone. I could be wrong about that.
Hawaii?
They're on the other side of the Pacific. They're actually one behind the West Coast.
I keep forgetting where that line is.
I think they're 4 hours back.
Yeah, they're five, one zone behind, but like it's a few more hours.
I think they're 5 hours back. Because I think Alaska's 4 hours back, and then Hawaii's five.
I think that that's where the timeline should actually begin. Hawaii. Just middle of the Pacific, nobody around.
Why does there need to be a timeline
like
at all? Why can't all of Earth be on the same time?
Well, you would have to arbitrarily pick one point.
Okay.
Well, that would be universal time code or whatever.
Coordinated universal time.
And I think that that arbitrary point should be in Hawaii.
It is already out in the Pacific somewhere. I think
could
there's
be more
much nothing
no,
there.
The,
Pacific.
That's the opposite side. Like, that's the end of the day.
It's also the beginning, because every end is a new beginning. Anyway, we're here, and the phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. I think we've pretty much covered this Oklahoma story. I just did a little digging on the bill here, Senate Joint Resolution 2, put forth by Senator Dahm, D-A-H-M, and it doesn't seem like there's a bunch of co-sponsors, at least
or
yet.
Damn!
Could be.
You want to mispronounce his name.
But the point here is it doesn't seem like there's like a list of people that are backing this at this point, so this is real early on in this bill's lifetime. It'll be interesting to see how things develop.
It reminds me exactly of the one that was submitted here in New Hampshire, with the language for, like, hey, this is what it would sound like if this goes to a vote. Yeah, and then it didn't.
Well, the difference being that the New Hampshire one would have actually declared peaceful independence from the United States.
Yeah.
And this one's just a statement of principle, basically, to say that, you know, we in Oklahoma are an independent state.
In a way, it's a declaration of independence, which I think
it is, kind of. It's a light version of it.
A declaration of sovereignty, but not independence.
Okay. All right. But I also think that individuals should take it upon themselves to declare themselves independent.
I think so, too.
Well, and that's, I think, what this really comes down to. Because if you believe that the state is above the federal government, okay, well, where does that power come from? And naturally, that power comes from the individuals. And that's the real unit of sovereignty. If, on the other hand, you believe that the nation is above the states, well, then it just makes sense that we should all bow down before the United Nations.
Well, if you believe that... you know, the federal government is above the state government, is above the county government, is above the local city government, is above the town government. You're wrong, because it's actually the reverse of that.
Right.
If you're a freedom-minded individual. And that is to say that being the individual is the highest form of sovereignty you can achieve.
Indeed. And in order to declare oneself sovereign or declare oneself independent, there is the Shire Society Declaration, which anyone can go and sign. Just go to shiresociety.com. You're pointing, Captain, to a very nice physical original copy of the Shire
Society. Nice frame, too.
I forget who did that one. I think it was Kurt Hoffman, actually, that hooked us up with that back in the day. But that is the original. That was one of two Shire Society declarations, full size, that was signed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2010.
It's got way more signatures on it than the Constitution ever thought of having.
I think you're right about that, yeah. And there's a whole other one, too. So there's a second one that also is full of signatures. So it's a personal declaration of independence. You can read it. It's fairly short. It's fairly simple to get through. And if you like it, then you can sign it.
I love this because it's to me, it's an extension of what I like to preach, which is be the captain of yourself.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Well, and one difference that this has from the Constitution of the United States is this is actually a valid document. So
define what you mean by valid.
Okay, so when the representatives were sent to the Second Constitutional Congress, they were not given the power to create a new form of government.
Mm.
Like, even under the idea that you can be forced into this union in a state, even under that idea, they were specifically not allowed to negotiate a new government. They were allowed to amend the Articles of Confederation, not to create a whole...
But they threw them out, and they did it all again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whereas the people who signed this document, each and every one of them actually has the valid powers of a sovereign individual.
Well, plus, and this document doesn't claim power over anyone.
Right.
Right.
Right. The only people that this document claims power over are those who have agreed to it.
Let's go to your phone calls here. We got somebody on the line calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Hey, this is Neil calling from Golden Shores, Arizona, guys. I just called in to say Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Every night.
Happy New Year.
And I'm starting to get worried. My Sarah hasn't called in yet.
Oh, it's early. She's normally a last half of the show kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she might be getting looped tonight.
She might be out there celebrating with, I don't know, traffic cameras and, you know, public transportation people. I don't know.
I don't get the impression that she's a drinker.
Or her roommate / boyfriend?
Yeah, could be.
What do you mean? Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't know who you're talking about or why they would talk like this.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, you have a great night. And,
thank you.
Chuck up there in Longview, Washington, if you're listening, hello.
All right. Thank you for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. And enjoy your New Year's.
What's up, Chuck? I just got to say up, Chuck. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the number is 603-283-6160. Let's see. So let's talk about
the... Chuck the Boogie?
Bong with a thong, orangutan, biggie, jiggy. What? I don't know.
Yeah. Nice.
You have a story, Peakless, from the... Oh, here's a perfect example. U.S. Virgin Islands time zone there is Atlantic time zone.
First of all, I have to disagree with the name of this place.
The U.S. Virgin Islands?
I'm pretty sure that, like, most people there are not virgins.
Well, never been there. I can't speak to it.
Well, you see, if we remember back to our Epstein story...
Or none of the... Or it's impossible for these islands to have not been effed.
Mm. Well, I would say that there are probably a lot of virgin sacrifices down there.
Well, does the name come from virginity of humans or that it's untouched?
Is this like Epstein Island?
Oh, well, the name actually comes from the Virgin Mary.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, back when we named things after, you know, holy relics. That's why there's like smaller and greater St. James Island.
Okay.
Because, you know, St. James. Yeah, so it's named after the Blessed Virgin.
But apparently this is an answer to our question earlier, is what parts of the United States are not in Eastern time, Virgin Islands, and apparently also Puerto Rico. So both of those are in the Atlantic time zone. So they're 1 hour ahead. So it's 9:14 there right now.
Those bastards get New Year's first.
Which means you guys are going to be ringing in their New Year as well. You'll be ringing in three different New Year's tonight on Beard Talk Live.
Nice.
I don't know about three. Atlantic...
Because don't you guys go past 1 a.m.?
We do 1:30, but...
That means you're going to cross 11, 12, and 1.
It's 1:30, 12:30.
That's three different time zones.
10:30 would be West Coast, so we're only doing Atlantic, Eastern, and Central. Yeah, okay, that's three time zones. Your math is correct.
That's right.
That's right. Tonight, on our video streaming services like Odyssey, you can find that over at video.freetalklive.com.
Uncensored.
Please subscribe to us there, and I hope Odyssey can pull out of this attack from the federal government. They're still coming after them.
I still think they should become a DAO.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right.
That's a good idea.
I can't see any downside to that other than, you know, losing the company as... Like a structured thing the founders, Jeremy, and all that kind of thing. But
it's going out of business right now.
But if it's their dream to put this thing into action, this decentralized, you know, sort of autonomous video, mm-hmm. you know, sharing thing, this protocol, that I if they're going to be fined a whole bunch of money anyway that they can't possibly afford to pay, according to what I've heard about what
it's going to put them out of business.
They'll put them out of business. Then what do they have to lose by making it a DAO?
I agree. That's a good point. All right, so the U.S. Virgin Islands has themselves an attorney general, and he or she is doing something, apparently, about the whole Epstein situation.
Oh, yeah.
And Pekulis is going to tell us about that coming up here, and we are here live, by the way, so you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind on this New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Inflation is a real problem, and the government is going to keep making it worse because that's what they do. They print money. Increasing the money supply, making prices go up.
Number go up.
What can you do about that? Well, you can protect yourself. Like a lot of savvy investors have been diversifying into the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. And they got plenty of it over at bullionmax.com/FTL. You can order your precious metals, have them shipped directly to your home, fully insured, and you don't even have to deal with a salesperson. It's all done online. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get a special deal. It is employee pricing on BullionMax's Silver Starter Kit. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It's 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. And they're throwing in a free gold back as well. It's a heck of a deal. So you can go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Get your precious metals there. Of course, they got a huge selection beyond that. That's just the where you can start. There's a huge inventory that they have over there. Bullionmax.com/FTL. Start it there.
Real quick, just a suggestion. It's the holiday season. Many people have received gifts. Many of them have received gifts of monetary value. If the gift you received was of the USD, that is the dollars, the variety, a check or actual cash, if you don't need that to pay your rent or your immediate bills for heating in the winter or anything like that, might I suggest you put that into something like gold or silver, gold backs, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency? Because if you're otherwise okay, your bills are paid and you can eat, right? And that's truly a gift money for you. One of the best suggestions I can make is for you to invest that money into something that'll benefit you later.
I think that's a good suggestion. Let's go to the phones here. David is on the line in Georgia, listening online. Go ahead, David.
Hello, and Happy New Year to everybody there in the studio.
Thank you. Welcome,
sir. Happy New Year.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just was listening to some back episodes of the show, and I've gotten back through December 20th and the Crypto 6 trial, and I'm just calling to say I wish you all the best on your appeal.
Thank you.
Certain you'll win because the government are slime balls, and we all know it.
Well, I mean, that's the argument for why I won't win, but hopefully the judges are a little bit more honest at the appeals court than the jury was, which was just completely snookered by the prosecution, unfortunately, in this case.
The jury was just
that whole trying to pressure the jury. Oh, we'll get you out of here by Christmas. That's ridiculous.
Agreed.
The jury should take as much time as they need to make a proper decision and look at all the facts in a case.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious that unfairly biased them.
And also, I was just listening to your thing with the whole Odyssey thing. Have you guys ever heard of PeerTube? It's similar to Mastodon, but it's for video hosting instead of
PeerTube with a P, right?
Yeah, actually, we installed that. I think it was right before the raid happened, a few months before we were raided in 2021. My guy at the time, tech guy, who unfortunately has passed away, Michael Hampton, did install a copy of PeerTube for us, and we did experiment with it. For listeners that aren't familiar, the idea behind PeerTube is it's kind of like a decentralized video streaming platform, basically, wherein, let's say you've got a live stream going on, it would actually mean that the people who are watching the stream would also be streaming the stream, sort of like torrents. When you download a full torrent, you're streaming the torrent, or you're seeding the torrent. This would be a little different in that it's live video. So if you connect to this PeerTube, you are literally watching video that is streamed by your peers rather than a centrally.
Right. So if your little counter at the bottom of the video says 20 people are watching, 20 people are also broadcasting.
Correct. That's as I understood it. It was a little janky. My assessment of it at the time was that it wasn't quite ready for prime time. It was a little buggy. But it's been a couple of years. I haven't had a chance to try it since then. So, yes, the answer is yes, David.
Although I also like the concept of beer tube. This is where you just put a thing and it's connected to the internet and it just serves you beer all the time.
Oh, that would be great. you could pay Monero at a vending machine for your beers.
That'd be great.
Indeed. David, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, sir, that's it. Thank you for taking the call.
Thanks for the kind words. Definitely appreciate it, man.
I wonder if you could invent, a alcohol-specific coin. in a beer coin.
That hasn't been done?
Oh, I'm
I'd be surprised if like somebody hasn't tried it, but like, is it effective? Like, you know, could you make one that's
not
like,
effective? Okay, so
well, you're not going to get drunk on it if that's what you mean.
Well, but like, hopefully you could. Right? Like, if I buy some beer coin at the tavern down the road, and then I'm traveling overseas or to another state or whatever, and I've got some beer coin left, I should be able to spend that beer coin for the beer that I already purchased.
Which would you rather have, though? Would you rather have a coin that can only be spent on beer, or a coin that can be spent on beer and everything else?
I mean, I can trade beer for most things.
Come on now.
And if I can't, why would I want to?
I mean, they already had pot coin. Remember?
They do, yeah.
We knew a guy that was promoting
that. I remember that's not the right word. I remember being in an old school FTL like chat where it was just on the website and you just signed in as like, whatever.
I remember that.
And I remember making fun of like all it was like Bitcoin early era, and then all of a sudden there were these like Litecoin was coming out and that kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, next thing you know, there'll be. And I can't say it on the air, but it's the T word with IT after it, coin. And then next thing you know, that coin actually showed, like, somebody invented it.
Of course.
Right? I remember posting it in the old FTL chat going, next thing you know, somebody will invent this coin. And then, like, I don't know, a year later, like, hey, check it out, it's this coin. And I'm like, ah, yeah.
Ah, the one that is named after the little bird?
Yes, that's the one.
Potcoin is currently the 2718th ranked cryptocurrency.
What about Monero? Not Monero, but M-A-N-E-U, whatever, however you spell Monero.
Potcoin has a total 24-hour trading volume of $49.32. So that thing has gone nowhere and is a total loser.
It's totally gone to pot.
Yeah. And I suspect it's not the only one either. It's like, yeah, I agree with the Pekles here that these coins have to have a bigger vision than just, you know, one product or something like that. We don't need a zillion cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, but we're going to get a zillion of them until one of them breaks apart. One of them incorporates all of the features in one coin.
Well, I mean, it's...
I've heard of one coin, and that was a really bad plan.
Not one coin, but, like, all of the features combined into a singular coin.
So I disagree completely. I think that all of those useful features should be built in layer 2. Like, on the base layer, all we need is certainty. You want extra features? Build it on top.
Well, I'm of the opinion that any new feature invented for any actual cryptocurrency coin, not tokens. I'm not talking about Ethereum tokens. I'm talking about a legit cryptocurrency. Any feature invented on any of the cryptocurrencies, because they're all literally a fork of Bitcoin.
Not all of them.
Okay, Monero is not. But
they're conceptually not.
But what I'm saying
fork,
is like the code can
they're
be. It's kind of like getting Excel to run on Apple, right, on the Mac system. It can be done, right? And so what I'm saying is that all of the features can be implemented on every coin. Monero security features, Pirate's security features, Hush's security features can all be implemented on every other cryptocurrency that exists. It's just a matter of the developers taking a look at it and going, how do we implement this on our coin? Oh, look, we changed this and the X equals the Y and the B and the Z.
Be, but there's trade-offs for doing it. And the more features you add, the bigger your attack, and the bigger your attack surface. Like, even tiny little features were the source of the first attack surface for Bitcoin in the first place.
Just imagine the upgrade happening simultaneously across all coins.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show, the number 603-283-6160. We'll talk about the Epstein situation.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News update. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has passed away. The Vatican announced earlier today the pontiff died following a period of ill health. His funeral is scheduled for Thursday in St. Peter's Square. He was 95. Flowers are being placed on Barbara Walters, Hollywood Walk of Fame star. The pioneering broadcast journalist died Friday in New York. One part of her storied career, she was very well known for her celebrity interviews, like this one with Sean Connery.
In which you said, not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
I would change my opinion.
Barbara Walters was 93. 2023 is just around the corner, and the nation of Carabas was the first to welcome in the new year. Times Square is set. Huge crowd gathering for the ball drop at midnight. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Happy New Year's Eve to you.
Happy old year.
Yeah, indeed. And we're about to enter into 2023. That'll be later on tonight, Eastern Time. The guys here, Beer Talk Live, will be joining you for that.
There may be some beard involved.
After 10:30 Eastern Time, you can join them over at Watch.
I just realized your beard is, well, it's out. It's not
tied up.
Otherwise,
it's down.
Yeah, it's not otherwise braided or beard-tailed. What do you call it? You put a beard in a ponytail.
Hmm?
Beardy tail?
That's a question.
What do you call it?
Join them tonight. Just bookmark watch.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to see that happen after 10:30 Eastern Time tonight. Ring in the new year with Captain Kickass, Peakless Mountaineer, and Nobody, I believe, will also be joining you. He has been found, by the way. Nobody was not on Beard Talk Live last week. He'll have an interesting story to tell if you ask him about it, I suspect, on the air tonight. But I won't spoil it. In that case. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts and then more on the U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General going after the Epstein case in regards to apparently some involvement from J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. We'll find out about what that's all about. But first, TJ the Spy is on the line in Colorado on our SIP line, which you can learn how to use by going to sip.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, TJ.
It's always good to be on with you, Ian, and I want to let you know there's a tradition that my mom, who's from the backwoods of Tennessee, she always swears by it, but on New Year's Eve, you're supposed to eat black-eyed peas with salt pork, and it brings good luck for the new year. So I'm continuing that tradition, And I am wishing that the First Circuit Court of Appeals takes up your case in 2023 or 2024 and that you get to remain out on bail. You know, I don't know. That would be an interesting argument. I'm trying to figure out, like, what to say to Judge LaPlante in my letter, because I don't know him very well other than what I saw of him in court and a few Zoom call hearings. But,
Judge LaPlante, isn't that French for the plant?
You know, I don't know. His name's Joseph LaPlante, and so...
Pretty sure you're right. I looked up his wiki. He's a sporty kind of guy.
Oh, okay.
He's a referee for boxing matches, and he's also like a wrestling coach.
Well, I mean, I'll give the guy some credit. I felt like he played things pretty fair in this particular hearing.
I felt like he was acting. Like, in retrospect, I'm like, that guy's an actor.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, if you compare what happened to, say, Ross Ulbricht, who was basically railroaded by the federal system, wasn't even allowed to put on a defense. We were, allowed to put on a defense.
Unphotographed and
they're all that way. Every single federal court is the same way, so that's just a federal court's problem. It's not this one judge's problem, but
they're all one way, corrupt.
Well, in this case, yes. He could have been a lot worse, and he wasn't. You know, to the guy's credit,
I was talking about the courts, not the.
When you're evaluating tyrants, he was probably, you know, on the bottom 20% of as tyrannical as he could be.
Yeah, I mean, the objections in the case went our way as often as they
a
did
tyrant
the other.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, the other side's way, the objections went both ways. Like, he wasn't playing towards the prosecution any more than he was playing towards the...
I gotta disagree. I think he was giving suggestions to the offense throughout the trial. I'm kind of with Bonnie on that particular item, that he was suggesting that the prosecution do things in a certain way rather than... And he never gave any such suggestions to you or your team.
Suggestions.
Well, it's one of those things I'm curious, like, what happens if you have a trial judge who says, well, if this would have been a bench trial, I would have found him not guilty, but the jury disagrees with me and found them guilty on all counts. I mean, in that case, your judges usually say, well, if the jury, I'm not going to question a jury verdict, so... Yeah.
That's usually what happens,
I guess.
Yeah. To answer your question, Peekless, the prosecution would say something like, you know, objection on these grounds. And the judge would be like, well, you can't really do that, but did you mean you objected on these grounds instead? Ooh. And then they'd be like, oh, yes, that's what we meant. And he'd be like, okay, well, that's sustained.
Brutal.
Whereas he never did that for the defense.
Well, of course not. Now, I think that even just telling them over and over and over again how, oh, we'll try and get you out before Christmas, we'll try and get you out before
Christmas. Yeah, the holiday, they planted that seed early and often.
Yeah, I think that was an unfair bias, very clearly. Now,
yeah,
I also
it only took 5 hours. You know, that was the thing. It's like after weeks of trial, it only took them 5 hours. I'm like, man, that's barely enough time to introduce yourselves and read the charges and... Think about the elements and all the tests.
They probably did like a secret Santa Claus gift exchange between themselves, got their free breakfast and free lunch, and then got the F out of there.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could have the jurors vote on the Ethereum blockchain. We could have the Ian guilty token and the Ian innocent token. And
a
smart contract could turn the key to the jail. You know, a smart Ethereum contract could lock him up for, 8 to 20 years.
I don't even like my Bitcoin being locked in a contract, let alone me.
Does that mean if somebody else bought those tokens that they could then unlock Ian?
That is correct, yes. And the government could hold all the tokens. And, yeah, like, you know, if you could get, like, voting free Ian tokens, and you get enough of those tokens, they can all vote to free Ian.
And if we could do that for Ian, can we do that for Ross, too?
You know, that's one of the things. I don't know, like, with his Ethereum, he put his artwork on the NFT exchange, so I don't know who gets that money.
I believe that would be the Free Ross Foundation or Dow or whatever they are. There's a group of activists out there. Maybe it's his parents or his mother that they're raising money for would be my guess to try to continue to advocate for his release.
His mom gets the money because I figure that's one thing Ross would want. You know, I sent my Christmas gift to Ross in prison by a wire transfer, so he has, you know, some spending pocket money to spend on ramen noodles and things.
You're referring to Ross Ulbricht, who is the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first underground marketplace that they punished him really harshly for, to the tune of two life sentences plus 40 years. And as I mentioned, didn't even allow him to put on a defense in his trial. It was an incredibly corrupt
for the crimes of creating a
website. Yeah.
That did more to make drug exchanges safer than any government institution on the face of the planet in all of history.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
It saved my life, you know, so I mean, it's one of those things that I'm very grateful for what Ross did, and, you know, I write him every chance I get, you know, every few months just to remind him that he's still loved and wanted out on the outside.
Word.
Thank you, TJ, for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. Definitely appreciate it. And we will, by the way, be posting something. I think Mark's writing something up regarding people writing to letters to the judge in this case. You generally do not want to spend time excoriating the system or how corrupt or awful it is. That's not going to help. It's not going to be something that, you know, the judge needs to see. It won't want to assist him in making the decision. The letter should be focusing on my value as to the community, my value outside of a jail cell instead of inside, how I've helped people, that kind of thing. That should
it's
be
one of the most undersold things that I think, like, I know you're not a guy that goes around bragging about yourself, but I think that's one of your most undersold things that about you is that your willingness and ability to help anyone without asking for anything in exchange. That, to me, is one of the most undersold things about Ian Freeman that exists.
Well, that would be something you would want to put in yes. a letter like that. So, and we're going to, I don't know if it's crypto6.com is going to post it or where it's going to end up. We'll put it at freetalklive.com or something like that. It doesn't exist yet, but that will be coming within the next few weeks, I would guess. And we will need to have them ideally in, like, physical form, so we'll put a mailing address out there for people to, you know, actually have an actual printed, signed, original version. That way they're, you know, legit. In that mind. So, we got more coming up here. The U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General is apparently on the Epstein case. This individual is targeting J.P. Morgan and saying that the big bank, one of the world's largest and wealthiest banks out there, apparently had something to do with Epstein's activities.
That's a fact. The charge, are they saying this about the organization, not about, like, a person named J.P. Morgan
right.
involved with the bank?
Okay. Right. J.P. Morgan Chase is the name of the corporation.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll find out more about that coming up here in moments. It is the New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. The New Year's Eve edition of the show. Phones are open if you want to join us here. You can also join us online as well at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you on the website. Sorry about that, Captain.
Oh, I've been canceled.
You guys were yammering while I was trying to come back from the break.
I was trying to think of the lyrics of Old Anxiety. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Sounds right, yeah.
Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of old anxiety? What the heck does that even mean?
You have to look it up.
No, and all the auld lang syne. It's pretty much just like, let all of our past grievances just be left alone.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is always important.
I like forgiveness.
Practice that. So you can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number again, 603-283-6160. Let's get into the story here, Pecos Mountaineer, that you brought in tonight about the Attorney General in the U.S. Virgin Islands targeting J.P. Morgan Chase regarding Epstein. What's happening?
That's right. Epstein's sex trafficking was aided by J.P. Morgan, a U.S. Virgin Islands lawsuit says. The government of the U.S. Virgin Islands alleges in a lawsuit filed this week that J.P. Morgan Chase, quote, turned a blind eye, unquote, to evidence that disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein used the bank to facilitate sex trafficking activities on Little St. James, the private island he owned in the territories until his 2019 suicide.
Okay.
And this is from NPR, so I can forgive them for just leaving it at suicide.
Government public radio?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, honestly, like, I tried to find this story, like, from practically any other source, and, like, I've got NPR and CNN, and that's about it. I mean, I've got a Market Watch one. Like, this thing is hard to find.
I just had this thing where you take the word national and replace it with the word government, and it's more truthful.
There is that. Nationalized.
National parks are government parks. The National Football League is the government football league, etc. and so on.
Yeah, fair point. In a more than 100-page complaint filed by USVI Attorney General Denise George, who I found out that Denise Georgia has apparently been at this for years. So, like, it was September of 2020 is when she went directly after them. Apparently, they were for one thing, there's two islands. I didn't even know there was a second island. So there's Little St. James and then, like, Greater St. James, and they're both Epstein Islands.
Oh, okay.
And there's, and there's like, four different aircraft that he was operating. Like, we got some books from one of them, and, okay, what about the other three? What about all the pilot's notes? What about all of this information?
Where are the pilots?
Right? Wouldn't it be nice to know?
Okay.
But, and this one just blew my socks off, because no one ever goes after a big heavy hitter like J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, like, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. I mean, like, these are world-controlling forces.
I believe it's pronounced Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, but what's going to happen out of this? This isn't a criminal case, right? This is just, pay us. Oh, we think you should have known, so therefore pay up. Right? This is just them trying to...
Is it a civil case?
How do you bring a criminal case against a corporation?
Right.
Well...
You would need the assistance of a government.
So, fun fact, in a court of law, persons are persons. Like,
you can't lock the corporation in a jail cell.
Well...
So, who goes to jail if you find Chase Bank... guilty of willful ignorance regarding
what they just changed their name
doing.
To J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah, what would actually happen is that they'd probably have to dissolve and reform, and when they reformed, it would have suspiciously the same people and the same... So, weirdly enough, what you could lock up is all of the things that Chase owns.
Their assets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so like... Our law system is utterly bizarre. But basically, from its perspective, there's you, which is a corporation, essentially. Like, what a human being would refer to as a corporation, they refer to as a person. So, from their perspective, it makes total sense for you to say that a person has no need to breathe, a person can be in multiple places simultaneously, obviously.
A person can live forever.
A person can live forever. Well, live is kind of iffy. But anyway... Whereas your body is just what belongs to the corporation. Your body is the valuable property that is put up in escrow for the activities of that corporation.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe they would put everything that Chase Bank owns in a cell. That would be fantastic.
That's not going to happen.
Again, you're going to need the assistance of government to do any of these things.
Well, that's who the attorney general is here. But again, tell me more about this. Like, what are they exactly alleging was Chase Bank's involvement? They're saying they turned a blind eye. So I presume that means that Epstein was
winking a nod,
making some sort of deposits in this bank that were suspicious. But because he was a good customer, they didn't question it. Yeah. I'm just assuming. I don't know.
No, that's absolutely right. Let's see here. So. It alleges that that J.P. Morgan failed to report Epstein's suspicious activities and provided the financier with services reserved for high-wealth clients until after his 2008 conviction for soliciting a minor for prostitution. So,
was he not a high-wealth client? I mean, he's not poor if he owns a couple islands.
Good question there. And the thing is, like... As far as, like, is this civil or criminal, kind of doesn't matter, because if you get enough fines, then you go out of business. And I would love for this to take down J.P. Morgan.
This is a trillion-dollar bank,
though. That would be fantastic.
I mean, they're huge.
And frankly, even that is kind of an, okay, can we get the client list? Because that
Epstein
would be fantastic.
List? Yeah.
Right. Because that's the thing about this. None of this is ever coming to light because no one wants to go after
it. Ghislaine Maxwell has been convicted of trafficking to question mark?
Right. Exactly. And they keep suppressing that, saying, oh, well, she couldn't get a fair trial.
Like, how can you convict somebody of human trafficking to question mark?
Right.
But there has to be an end point for you to deliver said human traffic to. Otherwise, you're just on, like, you know, you're on, like, the bypass going in circles.
Well,
that's not really human trafficking. That's human, like, you know, musical chairs.
That's a carousel.
Carousel, yes, thank you.
So the way that they did that one, as far as I know, was they were saying, well, if it came out who she was trafficking these people to, then we couldn't get a fair trial. Which just, wow. So if
I'm convinced that there is no such thing as a fair trial in the government justice system.
Well, it occurs to me that no one actually wants a fair trial who's conducting it.
Oh, well, yeah, and I mean, we've talked about the conflict of interest that's inherent in the system, the judge, prosecution, the cops, the FBI, you know, whoever, they all draw their check from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and that in any other context would certainly be a conflict of interest, and the fact that that's allowed to happen should be enough to tell every man, woman, and child on planet Earth that it is not a fair system. It is not a system of justice.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you're a private defender, you want to win. You don't care if it's fair or not. You want to win. If you're a public defender, you just want to not screw up the paperwork.
Right.
And, of course, if you're a prosecutor, you don't care if the trial is done properly or not. You want to win.
Public defenders have zero incentive to do anything for you at all.
That's a fact.
J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, according to Wikipedia, has a total assets of $3.77 trillion.
Oh, so a little bank.
So the idea that this lawsuit or whatever this is, criminal or civil case, is going to somehow damage them significantly, I don't think they're going to be able to hit them for a fraction of that.
If the events of 2008 and the bailouts that ensued at, well, out of your pocket, by the way, listeners, if that didn't take down somebody like J.P. Morgan Chase, this isn't.
No, and I mean, what is this going to be involving here? Do they actually get into the allegations regarding what was it that this bank was supposed to send? What was the supposed suspicious activity that was going on that they did not report that they were supposed to? Does it talk about that?
I think so. I mean, so the next part here is what it says is that it, quote, revealed that J.P. Morgan knowingly, negligently, and unlawfully provided and pulled the levers through which recruiters and victims were paid and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. And the thing is, given that this was a multiple year, if not multiple decade enterprise, we don't know how many offenses there are here. And if you get pinged for every single one of those, this actually does have the power, if we had the slightest bit of justice, to take down even a giant like J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, I appreciate your optimism. I don't think there's much reason to believe that J.P. Morgan Chase will in any way be threatened by this. I think they're going to, if they lose this case, there'll be some sort of a money judgment against them. It'll be in the millions of dollars, and they'll just cut the check and then wash their hands of it. More coming up here in moments. If there's more to share, we can do that. It is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.